This is 7AD. Now, Weber Brothers are doing the circus through Tasmania at the moment. They've been doing Launceston recently, and they hit the Devonport Oval on Thursday. To tell us more, Greg Hall. Hello, mate.
Yes, good morning.
How have you been in Launceston? Have you had a few problems there with flooding, or how'd you get through?
Bittersweet experience, yeah. Darren. It was, we had to cancel 9 performances.
Wow.
We were forced to cancel them, and what made us a bit annoyed was there was a few of those we could have easily done without the public getting their feet wet.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, the great upshot was the people of Launceston were fantastic to us. They were great. And we had a 2.5-week season. Thousands of people were put out of problems with the cancellations, but we managed to put them in. We managed to refund. We got over all of that, but the main thing was we finished. The people were great. Everyone loved the show, and now we're jumping out of our skin to get to Devonport.
Yeah. So opening night, Thursday night, 7:30, Devonport Oval.
Yes, indeed, yes. Can't wait to set up the beautiful million-dollar fully heated tent, Darren. Do you
mind? Yes, well.
Yes, and set up and get ready and raring to go.
Okay. Now, you go through right through until Sunday the 6th of November. Your last show's a matinee show on that day. But you've got a couple of weekend matinees, haven't you?
Oh, indeed. There's 2 weekends in effect. There's 3 shows on the first Saturday, 2 shows on the first Sunday, and there's 3 shows on the last Saturday. So it caters for all the matinee times and all the evening times too. So if you're coming from a bit out of town, go for the weekend. But if you want to go in for the nighttime shows, we'll keep you warm and happy and your feet stamping.
So what have people been screaming out for? What's the audience been going...
Look, almost everything from the mark my words, Darren. Mark my words. On the first act, the very first act, which is an act called the Russian Swing, the audience is right into it from the start, right into it. So the roars start at that very first act. Then there's about, I don't know, there's about a dozen times throughout it where the jaw drops. Take the human cannonball.
Yeah.
50 kilometres an hour, 30 metres across the ring, out of the cannon. And I like walking inside and watching the audience, not the act. And I watch him as soon as he comes out of the cannon. I look at the audience and the jaws literally drop. The globe of death.
Yes.
We have 4 riders in, not 2, not 3. Forget all of that petty cash. We've got 4 in there. And then we do something. And I'm not telling you what it is, but the jaws drop again. We don't give you time to really think until the end of the show. You're laughing, your jaws dropping, and you have, and it's so fast. The 2 hours go so quick.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the show, that's when all the talking starts.
Okay. Now, after you do Devonport, by the way, for our listeners a bit further up the coast, you then go to Somerset, right?
Yes, we're going. We couldn't get a ground in Burnie. We weren't able to secure one. The council didn't have one available for us. So we're going to Langley Park, Somerset, which is only a hop and a skip from Burnie and also from Wingate and all those people coming from the northwest.
Okay, so how do people get their tickets? I know you have a box office, but you also have a website, right?
Look, the very easiest one of all is... online, iticket.com.au. iticket.com.au, online, there it is. But the box office will be set up when we arrive in town, come down during the day, and there's also a phone number you can ring too. So you've got 3 ways to do it, but the simplest way is get online, have a look at the performances, choose one, and there you go, and we'll be waiting for you.
How many people, like, all together, you know, including your acts and also your setup crew?
And myself.
And yourself, of course.
Yes, of course. About 30.
Yeah, right. And how many does the big top hold?
1,000.
Wow. That is big.
1,000 are sitting. Yeah, but I can tell you this, the very back row, which I like sitting in, is only 15 metres from the ring.
Yeah, good.
So it's all in that circle. There is not literally not a bad seat in the house.
All right. Well, I'm sure families are going to love this show. Opening night this Thursday, Devonport Oval, 7:30, and then goes right through until the last show, which is a matinee on Sunday, the 6th of November, and then off up the road to Somerset. Thanks very much, Greg.
Right. Thank you, Darren.